Coming up next on This Week in the WCHA, the Wisconsin Badgers barge into the fray for first. The Huskies of St. Cloud State show they're pushing to become the lead dog of the pack. And think this year is tough? Next season, two more teams will be added to the fight, including one school that made it to the Frozen Four. Those stories plus much more are straight ahead on This Week in the WCHA, presented by Red Baron Pizza, proud sponsor of the 2010 WCHA Final Five.
The Red Baron WCHA Final Five returns to XL Energy Center March 18th through the 20th.
One timer, right on, rebound is good!
Five-game ticket packages are on sale now, starting at just $75. To get in on the action, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or stop on by the XL Energy Center box office. It's the Red Baron WCHA Final Five at XL Energy Center, March 18th through the 20th.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to This Week in the WCHA. I'm Jim Rich.
Donovan got it to Rutziger, came free to Weirkosh. 7 seconds left. Flipped it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Justin Schultz first there. 3 seconds left. Just pitted against the boards, Justin. Bouncing puck, goal line right. Horn sounds. Badgers win. Wisconsin defeats top-ranked Denver 4-3. The Badgers take 3 of 4 points and improve their standings in the WCHA nationally as well.
Don't look now, but here comes Big Red. That was the final seconds from the call of Brian Posick on the Badger Radio Network as Wisconsin took 3 out of 4 points from number one Denver and jumped right into the middle of the fight for the McNaughton Cup. After rallying for a 3-3 overtime tie in Game 1, the Badgers jumped on the Pioneers quickly in Game 2.
Jordy now tries to pick it up and does. Comes in front, backhand shot, he scores! Jordy Murray with a beautiful move, taking the puck from Weirkosh, stepping in front, backhanding it home. It's 3-1 Wisconsin.
That goal would give Wisconsin a 3-1 lead, and the Badgers would hold off Denver 4-3. Now UW is sitting at a tie for fourth, but they are only 2 points away from first and face the first-place UMD Bulldogs this weekend. Senior forward Mike Davies, the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week, says things won't get any easier when they roll into the deck.
We're pretty excited about it. It's always a tough challenge when you go to someone else's barn, especially Duluth, for how much success they're having this year. We're excited to go see what they have to bring to the table, and hopefully we can keep rolling here.
The Bulldogs will be in a sour mood after losing 2 to Bemidji State in a non-conference series. The second was extremely painful for UMD as they lost the lead with just 2 seconds left in regulation. As we hear from Brian Schultz of KKBJ Radio.
Picked up now by IMO. Shoots. Score! 2 seconds left! The Beavs have tied it at 4!
And before the Bulldogs got ready for overtime, it was over, as Jordan George netted the game winner just 36 seconds in.
Beavers have a 2-on-1 rush. Here comes Jordan George into the right circle. Back in, shoots, scores! Jordan George! Beavers win 5-4! Jordan George just dangled with it right down the slot and backhanded, flipped it up over the shoulder of Brady Jelly. Bemidji State comes back from dead, wins 5-4 in overtime.
The Beavers now have 17 wins on the year and are marching towards making a return trip to the NCAAs, where a year ago they made it all the way to the Frozen Four. Head coach Tom Ceratori says these are the best of times for the Bemidji State program as they look forward to joining the WCHA next year.
There's never been a bigger hype for our program than there is right now, Jim. And we've had a lot of success at the small college level. We've actually had, our share of success at the Division I level also, but nothing like this. And I think when you combine, the acceptance into the WCHA, our Frozen Four run last year, the brand new building, which is just gorgeous overlooking Lake Bemidji, and the success we're having this year, there's no question. There's a lot of excitement that's being generated, and as much as they're looking forward to next year, they're also excited about what's going on right now.
Denver will be looking to climb back into the top spot when they head to North Dakota this weekend, but it certainly won't be an easy trip. The Sioux are sitting sixth out of a home playoff spot. But UND head coach Dave Hakstol will push his team down the stretch to finish as high as possible.
Well, anybody that's afraid to fail and afraid to put themselves out there better go home right now, because she's going to be a dogfight down the stretch. We're gonna put ourselves out on a limb. We're going to go after it. We're going to play good teams, and we're going to find ways to win against good teams. So that's life. That's life in the WCHA. Anybody that's afraid of that, you're in the wrong business. So our guys will put their names on the line. We'll put our names on the line as a team, and we're going to go fight for each other and try and get a good job done.
The fight for first will also include Colorado College and St. Cloud State. The Huskies are rolling right now after sweeping Minnesota in a home-and-home series last weekend. And now they have extended their winning streak to 8 straight. SCSU head coach Bob Motzko says now's not the time to let up on the gas.
Every point, every weekend is going to be big, especially all of a sudden we found ourselves up there. Now the teams you're playing are behind you. Well, there's only one way you keep them behind you, and you got to beat them when you play them. And we have to find a way to do what we did the first half, and we've got to get points every weekend.
Elsewhere this weekend, Minnesota State Mankato will be at Michigan Tech for 2, and Alaska Anchorage will be looking to climb past the Gophers when UAA hosts Minnesota for a pair. Well, that's all the news for now. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next time for This Week in the WCHA.